This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Let's talk a little bit about the weather forecast. USDA made note in yesterday's crop progress report from the state, certainly, that they were still having some troubles getting rainfall in parts of that state. 16 counties, I think, in central and southeastern parts of Iowa are suffering from a shortness of rain. What do you see in their area and then across the Midwest, both in the short and the long term?
Well, that area in particular, and many areas of the central and northern Corn Belt, are in line to get a little precipitation. This is especially true as we get into next week, late this weekend. But the way systems are developing and tracking, it's going to be the southern areas of the nation that are going to be the wettest. So I would say that Iowa in particular and the Northwest Corn Belt is going to have a hard time getting much precipitation, at least here for the next 5 to 6 days. Heavier precipitation is going to be in Kansas, Oklahoma, portions of the southern plain states and along the Gulf Coast and into the southeast United States. And Todd, in addition to those areas that are dry, you know, sometimes you don't equate cooler than normal with drier than normal conditions, but that's sort of what's going to be shaping up. We have quite a cool pattern that's developed across North America this month, and it looks like it's going to stick around for at least another 10 days.
Is it of any major concern or just the fact that it's cooler than normal?
Well, I don't see us going to extremes in terms of cooler than normal, but certainly over the course of at least the first half of this month, we're going to be looking at falling behind a little bit in some areas, at least with average heat unit accumulation. I think this is going to be especially true over really all of the Corn Belt, but especially the central and western Corn Belt areas. And I think it may be a factor in terms of where we are with crop development and where we need to go between now and the end of the growing season, because some of our long-range trends that go out to 45 days that were updated yesterday are showing the tendency that even into early September that more often than not, there's nothing resembling any type of late summer heat moving into the Midwest.
Do you think there will be rainfall that comes in the second half of August? We talked a little bit about the next 10 days, but in that second half of the month, will we see more adequate rainfall in those areas? Or do you see an active hurricane season that will drop rainfall, I suppose, into the eastern part of the United States?
Well, you know, right now, I do see an uptick in terms of the chances for Midwest precipitation, especially after the 20th of the month or so. So I do see the second half of the month as being more wet in some of those more northern areas. Been a very tricky hurricane tropical season so far. There's been one tropical storm down in Florida. We've got another potential hurricane heading towards the Yucatan area. But right now, we're really looking at only the activity in the southern Gulf of Mexico and out in the Pacific right now. So things can pick up very quickly with the tropical season, and some folks are thinking that will happen. But at least here for the next week to 10 days, pretty quiet in the tropics for the most part.
That, of course, is Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Todd Gleason.